إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from ourselves. We also seek refuge in Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipper and his messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharral umur muhdathatuha. And indeed the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into our religion. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. For indeed every innovated matter in this religion is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ And every bid'ah, every innovation is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا O people of Iman, fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah and say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ He will correct for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا Then indeed he has achieved a great success. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ O people, indeed Allah, جَلَّ فِي الْعُلَى He created you from nothing. And He provided for you many provisions. Rizq, which you see in the food that you eat, and that which you drink, and the money and the wealth which He has bestowed upon us. He created creation and He created His signs, that which you can see. So He created the earth and He created the sky. He created the moon and the sun. He created the trees and the fields and the oceans. So the creation of all of this and the fact that Allah has given us so much in our rizq, in our provisions. This is an evidence upon the existence of a creator, of the existence of the one who sustains, of the existence of the one who has blessed us. So He is Al-Khaliq, He is Al-Raziq, He is Al-Mannan, the one who bestows, and He is Al-Mun'im. And therefore, upon us, is to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for His many blessings. Allah said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum, O people, O mankind. He addressed all of mankind, not only the Muslims. So this obligation is upon every single human being. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Worship your Lord, the one who has created you. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ and the one who created those who came before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may develop a sense of التَّقْوَى. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. And then he mentioned his creations. He said, the one who has made the earth like a bed. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. And he created the earth like a roof. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. The one who sent down from the sky water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And therefore he produces from this rain vegetation and fruit as a form of sustenance for you. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So don't make partners to Allah. Don't ascribe others in worship to Allah when you know that you know all of this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Allah created the creation, and after a number of years passed by, and he saw how the people were deviating from his upright religion, and how the people were deviating from the clear tawheed, he chose certain men amongst humans to be messengers and prophets in order to guide the people away from ash-shirk towards at-tawheed, in order to guide the people towards his worship, to give the glad tidings of paradise for those who obey the messengers, and warn of the punishment for those who disobey the messengers. Just as Allah has chosen some of his angels to be messengers, and the angels have been created from light, also he has chosen from amongst the humans certain men to be prophets and messengers. And these men who are prophets and messengers, they were created from soil and clay. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu yastafi minal malaika rusula wa minan nas, that Allah has chosen from the angels messengers, and also from amongst the people, from amongst the humans. And Allah said, when he mentioned the prophets, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ, that Allah, he chose Adam, وَنُوحَ, and he chose Nuh, وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيم, and he chose the family of Ibrahim, وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ, and he chose the family of the descendants of Imran, عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, above mankind. I.e. he chose them as messengers and prophets to be sent to mankind. So every prophet and every messenger who came to his people ordered and invited his people to worship Allah alone. And he warned his people or his nation against ash-shirk, against ascribing partners to Allah. And he also, every prophet and every messenger, also taught the people how to worship Allah. He taught them the ways they should worship Allah, the ways they should pray, the days they should celebrate, how funerals are to take place. All of this the messengers and the prophets taught. So this is a point we have to pay attention to, that the prophets and the messengers, every single one of them, came with two main messages. Number one, that you worship Allah alone and you do not ascribe partners to him. And number two, how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not permitted for a person to come afterwards and he ascribes partners to Allah. Neither is it permitted for a person to come afterwards and he brings something new into the religion, or innovates something new into al-Islam, innovates a new day or a new act of worship. And every single prophet would come to his nation and say, Ya Qawm, O my people, اِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, worship Allah, مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ, you do not have any deity besides him. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ, indeed the clear evidences have come to you from your Lord. However, after the passing away of these prophets and messengers, after each one of them would die, a problem remained amongst their people. And a problem remains even in our ummah today. And this problem is al-ghulu fil-anbiya. This problem is exaggerating the status of the prophets and the messengers, and exaggerating the status of the righteous people and the awliya. So every prophet and messenger came to teach people to worship Allah alone. However, when that prophet or that messenger passed away, some amongst his people, they started giving him the attributes of divinity, either attributes of God or the attributes of Allah Jalla fil Ula. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to detest and hate al-ghulu, exaggeration and taking people above their status, even regarding he himself sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, La'an Allah al-Yahud wal-Nasara, may the curse of Allah be upon the Jews and the Christians. اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد, because they took the graves of their prophets to be places of worship. May the curse of Allah be upon the Jews and the Christians, because they took the graves of their prophets as places of worship. And also in the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, comparing his people to what the people or the followers of Isa alayhi salam did, warning them, he said, warning us, لَا تُطْرُونِي كَمَا أَطْرَأَتِ النَّصَارَى عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ, that don't overpraise me like the Christians, they overpraised Isa, the son of Maryam. إِنَّمَا أَنَا عَبْدٌ فَقُولُوا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, I am but a worshipper, I am only a worshipper of Allah. So say that he is Muhammad, the worshipper of Allah and the messenger of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created this great, amazing man, Isa ibn Maryam, in a way which was miraculous, gave him a miraculous birth. And that is that he was born to a mother without any father. And he chose his name before he was born. Allah says in the Quran, when mentioning the story of the birth of Isa alayhi salam and the miraculous nature and the conversation that took place between the angels and between Maryam alayhi salam, he said, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that when the angels, they said, Ya Maryam, O Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ, indeed Allah has chosen you, وَطَّهَّرَكِ, and purified you, وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ, and preferred you over the rest of the women amongst the humans. يَا مَرْيَمُ مُقْنُوتِي لِرَبِّكِ وَاسْجُدِي وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, O Maryam, dedicate yourself, devote yourself in worship to Allah, and prostrate to Him, and bow along with those people who bow. إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, when the angel said, يَا مَرْيَمُ, O Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةِ, indeed Allah, He gives you the glad tidings of a word from Him. Minhu ismuhu al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam. His name will be Isa al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam. Wajihan fi dunya wal-akhirah. A person of status in this dunya and also in the akhirah. Wa min al-muqarrabin. And from those who have been brought close. Ay, those who will be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave this young baby Isa ibn Maryam many signs and many miracles. He gave him the ability to talk even though he was in the cradle. Whilst he was a young boy or an infant, just born, yet he had the ability to talk, and this was from the signs of Allah. Allah said, وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ, that he will speak to the people whilst in his cradle. وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and he is from the righteous people. So when the angels, they came to Maryam alayhi salam with this news, with this glad tiding, Maryam, the son, Maryam, the daughter of Imran alayhi salam, she was amazed or shocked at this news, because she wasn't married and neither had she been married. So how can a son be possibly born to her? Qalat Rabbi, she said, oh my Lord, anna yakunu li walad, how can I possibly give birth to a son وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ, and no man has ever touched me. So the angel said, كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, this is how Allah creates, however He wills. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا, whenever He decrees a matter, إِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, then He merely says كُنْ, He says be and it is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught Isa alayhi salam, He taught Jesus, and He revealed to him the revelation, and He made him from the blessed noble prophets and the great messengers. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابِ, Allah taught him the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and He taught him the wisdom. وَالْتَوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, and He taught him the Torah, and He taught him the Injil. وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and He sent him as a messenger to the people of Israel. And when Isa alayhi salam, He came to Bani Israel, He came to His people, His tribe, He said, أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, indeed I have come to you with a sign or a miracle from your Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He honored Isa alayhi salam with many miracles and with many signs. And all of this was in order to aid His message of At-Tawheed. Allah said that Isa said to His people, أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ, that I will mold for you or shape for you from clay in the shape or a form of a bird. فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ, and then I will blow into it. فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and then it will become a real living bird by the permission of Allah. So look, He said, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that even this miracle which I am showing to you, this is with the permission of Allah. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى, and I will cure the one who is born as a leper. I will cure the one who is born blind. I will give life to the one who is dead, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the permission of Allah. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ, and I will tell you that which you eat. وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ, and I will inform you of those things which you are storing in your houses. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ, indeed in all of this is an ayah, is a sign. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are believers. So Isa alayhi salam, when he came to his people and he showed them these miracles and these signs, he kept saying to them, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, it is according to the permission of Allah, the blessing of Allah, the virtue of Allah, because he was only a prophet and a messenger. And he said that in all of this, ayah is a sign for you, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are truly believers. So when Isa alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam, when he was born, and the people saw this, and they were shocked, they started accusing Maryam alayhi salam of indecency and immorality, because she did not have a husband. They said, Ya Ukhta Harun, O sister of Harun. They said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He narrates the story, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ, that Maryam alayhi salam, she came with Isa as a baby, carrying him, and she came to her people. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ, they said, O Maryam, لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيَّا, O Maryam, you have come with something which is a grave sin. Because they knew that Maryam alayhi salam, she was from a righteous family. Her father was a righteous person. Her mother was a righteous person. They said, Ya Ukhta Harun, O sister of Harun, Ma kana abuki imra'asaw, your father, he wasn't an evil man. Wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya, and neither was your mother a woman who is unchaste. So how can you now come with this baby and you have not been married? So Maryam alayhi salam, she did not reply to them with any word. She only replied to them with an indication with her hands. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, she pointed at the baby. This is how she responded to them. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, she pointed at Isa alayhi salam, that go and speak to him and he will tell you of the miraculous birth. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهدي سبيا. They said, how can we speak to a young newborn baby? He cannot speak and he's still in his cradle. And when Bani Israel, when they went to Isa ibn Maryam and he was still in his cradle, the first word which Isa alayhi salam said to them, the first command which he gave to them was the word of At-Tawheed. The first word he said, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He said, indeed, I am only a worshipper of Allah. آتاني الكتاب. He's the one who has given me the book. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And he's the one who has made me a prophet. So look, the first words which Isa alayhi salam said, even when he was in a cradle, are words of At-Tawheed. That he is the one that I worship. He is the one who has given me the book. And he is the one who has made me a prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered Isa alayhi salam to worship him. To worship him alone. Like he ordered every other human. Isa alayhi salam said, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتْ. That Allah, he is the one who has made me blessed wherever I may be. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَةِ. And he has ordered me with the prayer. وَالزَّكَةِ. And he has ordered me with الزَّكَةِ. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. As long as I am alive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered Isa alayhi salam with the prayer and the zakah and worshipping him alone like every other human being. And he ordered him with obedience to his mother. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And he has made me obedient to my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And he did not make me a tyrant who is wretched and arrogant. And the message that Isa alayhi salam came with to his people was a message of At-Tawheed. قال المسيح, the Messiah, he said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. O Bani Israel, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. O people of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. For indeed, whoever ascribes partners to Allah, whoever ascribes a son to Allah, or another deity with Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then Allah has made Jannah, paradise, forbidden for him. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And his final abode is the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And as for the oppressors, the people of al-dhulm, the people of al-shirk, then they will have no supporters and no friends. So these are the descriptions or the attributes of Isa alayhi salam in the Quran. That he was Abdullah, he was a worshipper of Allah. Before anything, he himself had to worship Allah. Allah made him a prophet and he made him a messenger. He gave him the message and he gave him the book. So he was from amongst those people who used to perform as-salah and give az-zakah and show obedience to his mother. He came and he ordered the people away from ash-shirk. And Allah made him blessed wherever he was. However, did the followers of Isa alayhi salam, did they accept his true message? Those that call themselves Christians, did they follow and accept the true message of Isa alayhi salam? No, they didn't. Except a very few of them at that time. And Allah says, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. That is Isa, the son of Maryam. قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ. The truthful word. أَلَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. يَمْتَرُونَ. Regarding he whom they are disputing. So the people, they differed. And there were three groups of people. A very small amount of people believed in him and accepted At-Tawheed, and they are the true followers of Isa alayhi salam. And then another group of people from amongst the people of the book, they harmed him, fought against him, disbelieved in him and mocked him. And another group from amongst the people of the book went to the other extreme, that they then started worshipping him and they took him to be the God or to be the son of God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدٍ. That it isn't correct for Allah that he takes a son. Subhanah. He is glorified. He is glorified above this. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا. Whenever he wants to decree a matter, يَقُولُ فَإِنَّهُ يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Then he merely says kun and it is. He merely says be and it is. And here is Isa alayhi salam. And he is the one who rejects his followers or those who came to follow him. And he says to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Allah, he is my Lord and he is your Lord. فَعْبُدُوا. So worship him. Worship him alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. And also, Isa alayhi salam, he came to his people and he warned them against a shirk. And he warned them about the punishment of the hereafter. He said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The woe be upon those people who disbelieve. مِنْ مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. From the scene of the great day, i.e. the day of resurrection. Woe be to them. A warning be to them. Those who have taken Isa, Jesus, the son of Maryam, to be the son of God, or to be the son of Allah. And Allah said, أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا. That surely they will clearly hear, and they will clearly see on the day in which they come to us. وَلَكِنِ الظَّالِمُونَ الْيَوْمَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. However, the oppressors on that day will be upon severe misguidance. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. And warn them of the day of sorrow. إِذَا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. When everything is decreed. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ. And they are negligent. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And they do not believe. And Isa alayhi salam, he never attributed to himself divinity, or that he is the son of God, or that he is God himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will ask Isa alayhi salam on the day of resurrection in order to establish the proof and the evidence upon the people. So even though Allah knows the answer, and we as Muslims, we know the answer, but in order to establish the proof amongst upon his claimed followers, Allah will ask Isa alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهِ. When Allah will say, يَا عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. O Isa, son of Maryam. أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ. Did you truly say to the people, اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله. Did you say to the people that take me and my mother as two deities and two gods besides Allah? قال سبحانك. He will say, glory be to you. ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق. It isn't correct for me to say something over which I have no right or no control. إن كنت قلته فقد علمته. If I had said this thing, then surely you would have known. تعلم ما في نفسي. You know that which is in myself. ولا أعلم ما في نفسك. And I do not know that which is with you. إنك أنت علام الغيوب. And you are the one who has the knowledge of the unseen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he held the people of the book, those who exaggerated in his praise, to be disbelievers. He said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْمَسِيحِ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Indeed, those people who said that Allah, he is Al-Masih ibn Maryam, indeed they have disbelieved. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحِ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And Isa alayhi salam, he said, O Bani Israel, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever takes partners besides Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then Allah has made paradise forbidden upon him. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And his final abode is the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَمْصَارِ. And the oppressors, they have no friends. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. إخواني في الله. My brothers in Islam, we spoke about the characteristics of Isa alayhi salam, as has been mentioned in the Quran. And we spoke how the people of the book, Ahlul Kitab, how they disbelieved in him. Some amongst them rejected him, and others amongst them exaggerated in him and made him to be the son of God. And both of them, they rejected his true message and they disbelieved in him. And many of them, or all of them, they also innovated into their religion, the religion of Christianity, and before them Judaism, acts of worship, which Isa alayhi salam did not bring and did not mention, and before him Musa alayhi salam. And from amongst those matters which they have innovated or introduced into their own religion is the celebration of the 25th of December, i.e. today. And they hold this to be the birth of Christ. The Jews, they innovated days and anniversaries into their religion. The Christians, they innovated days and anniversaries into their religion. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied. He said, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَتْبَعَنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. That indeed you, I some amongst the Muslims, you will also follow the ways of those who came before you. The companions, Ashaba alayhim ridwanullah, said, who, Messenger of Allah? Which people before us? He said, Al-Yahud wa Nasara. You will follow the ways of the Jews and the Christians who came before you. So just as the Christians innovated a day from absolute nothing, it has no relation and no bearing to the birth of Isa alayhi salam, then amongst the Muslims are those who have innovated and introduced a day into Islam or an anniversary into Islam, which has nothing to do with the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they call this Maulid al-Nabawi, the birthday of the Prophet. As for Christmas, then this was something which was from the pagans. It was from the Romans and the Greek before they came into Christianity. So the Romans on the 25th of December, they used to celebrate a day in worship of their God, the sun. And the Greeks, they used to also hold festivities on this day as worship towards one of their gods. And the Christmas tree that they use nowadays, this was something from the pagan Egyptians because it is an evergreen tree. It symbolizes eternity or the God of eternity. And the 12 candles or the decoration that they hang on the tree was something which the Romans used to do in celebrating and worshipping the 12 gods of the sun. And this is how the origin of the birth of Isa or Christmas, as they call it, it is in paganism. And as for Al-Mawlid al-Nabawi, the claimed birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it has nothing to do with Islam, and it has not been authentically narrated that he was born on this day. Rather, the scholars have differed over many different opinions that which was the day in which he was born. And for the first 300 to 400 centuries of Islam, it was never known, and neither was it celebrated or made out to be an anniversary. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great companions, the great Imams, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and the great Imams who came after them, the blessed 400 centuries of Islam, not a single of one of them mentioned this day anywhere in their books. And then afterwards, the Ubaidiyun, who were the Shia, and they used to call themselves Fatimiyun. And this was 500-600 years after the coming of Islam. They introduced this day. They innovated this day. And like this, the people became misguided, and the people are still following the way of those Ubaidiyun. They were the Shia of that time. So both of these matters are those which have to be stayed away from. As Muslims, we don't give greetings. We don't say Happy Christmas. We don't give Christmas cards, because we hold this to be blasphemy. So if a Christian comes to us and says Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas, thank him for his gesture, but then explain to them that I cannot reply to this gesture. Neither can I accept this card, because this is something which is blasphemous with the Muslims. That you ascribe a son to God, and then you say he was born on this day. And similarly, Eid, Maulid al-Nabawi, is something that we have to stay away from. And warn the other Muslims, and teach the other Muslims, that this was something innovated after the first 400 centuries of Islam by the Shia, who were called the Ubaidiyun or the Fatimiyun. Aqim as-salah.